Thank you. Well, good morning. A very, very warm welcome to you to our service this morning. There are bottles of water up in the balcony, and there is water and glasses over here on the table. Please, if you feel at all unwell, get someone to help you get some water and have a drink and cool down a bit. We've got the doors fixed open a little, so that should let a through breeze come in a little bit. Our service this morning, our sermon is by the Reverend David Gordon, so it's lovely to welcome David here with us, and thank you for standing in while Nathan's still on holiday. That's great to see you. Just as you sit where you are, don't stand up because it's too hot to be moving around and everything, but if you just turn your head as far as you can turn it to the left, and whoever's in that line, if you could say, "I'm glad you're here this morning." Okay. And then the other way, if you can get your neck round that way as far as you can. I know it's tricky. "I'm glad you're here this morning." Wonderful. So let's also say that to God. We're glad that he's here this morning as well. So let's pray. Father God, we are so privileged and glad that you are here with us this morning. And we know that your promises mean that you will pour out your blessing, you will pour out your spirit and your love on all peoples who meet in your name. So Lord God, we are so grateful and we thank you for that. And we are glad to be in your presence this morning. Father, we ask that you would bless everyone who's gathered here this morning. Lord, if there's someone here who feels a bit on the edge, we want them to be drawn in, Father. Lord, to be in full fellowship, not just with the human beings that are here, but Lord, with the spirit of your love, that they would come into full fellowship and be drawn to you. And Lord, we know that as we look at the sermon, "Why don't you see things my way?" that we don't always agree. But Father, we pray for your spirit of unity that would be on this fellowship here this morning, and that would go forth through all that we do. And we ask it in your name, that we would glorify you and be a beacon on the high street in unity and peace. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you would pour that on us and that your spirit will cover us all. We know that love covers a multitude of sins. And Lord, that we would love one another as you have loved us. Amen. Amen. I've picked a really, really familiar passage, but I just wanted us to hear it again, really, because it's very tempting to do some of the opposite things of what this passage says. And it's from Romans 12, starting at verse 1. "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. And we don't do all of those things on occasion, and we must do all of those things with the help of Christ. And our first song says that we can't do that in our own strength. We can't do all those amazing things, but yet not I, but Christ in me.
Thank you.
And if we do that, then surely we will change the atmosphere. We will build your kingdom here. Come set your rule and reign. So it's a bit of a challenge when it's warm, but give it all you've got. And how will that happen? Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord.
Yeah.
Please do take your seats. Have a slurp of your water bottle if you brought one with you. Now, we have got quite a lot to get through this morning. As you will have seen on the back page of your notices last week, it is our Bible Sunday or graduation Sunday. So eventually, we are going to get all of the young people down here. So be ready, okay? We can't be hanging around too much. I would just notify you of a couple of things that are taking place in the next few days and weeks. You might have seen the Alpha banner out on the front. Alpha starts on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. with some light refreshments and then the study groups. Do bring along people that you're inviting. There are invitations all over church to give to people to remind them to come along to that. The other thing that I need to mention is that next Sunday after service, we will be holding our church meeting. I know it doesn't seem like winter, but we agreed that during the winter months, we would hold our church meeting after the service to allow people to just remain church members, to remain in church, and to stay to that. So we'll have our service, our communion service, next Sunday morning, and then we'll break for refreshments and all go through. And then those who are church members, if you could plan, if at all possible, to come back into the church, and we'll have our church meeting then. And another thing linked to that, linked to the next church meeting, which will also be on a Sunday, is that we need deacons' nominations. So the people that you've been praying for to nominate for the diaconate, then there are forms over there on the communion table. You must get their permission. Please don't nominate someone without asking them. And then you need to nominate them and get someone to second them too. But all the information is on the form that you need over there. So build our leadership team. Build your kingdom here. Build our leadership team and get your deacon's nomination form there too. So anything else should be in your notice sheet. Read it without fail. People still ask me things that are in there and I think, okay. But so read it before you ask any questions, and everything should be revealed in there. Right, now it falls to me to start off the children coming forward with my normal request of, have there been any birthdays over the last few days? Yes, Mo shared her birthday with our wedding anniversary yesterday, so congratulations to Mo. It was Mo's 21st, and it was our 34th wedding anniversary yesterday, so thank you. He's still here, so that's good. We have got some children's birthdays, that's good. There's quite a selection. Oh, sorry. Sloth is in sloth position, I think. There we go. Sloth, sloth, tomato, tomato. I don't know. Hello. Hello, good to see you. I've got loads of birthdays. Okay, so what's your name? Micah, okay. And Ryan. Did you both got birthdays, or did you just come down with him? Both got birthdays. Now I know, is it Ryan that's December, isn't he? Is it your younger brother's December as well, is he? Anyway. Okay, so have a good look through. Come round this way, Micah. That's it. Get in first if you fancy any things. We've got cricket and cars and two kinds of cricket, lethal cricket, I think. Water bottles, all good things at the moment. Footballs, I think there'll be another football underneath. What would you like, Mike? can't decide? No? Do you guys know what you would like? Stay with me and we'll sing to you. If you want to sit on those three chairs, it will save you going all the way back up and coming all the way back down in a minute. So have a seat, and if you decide in the next few minutes, and then at the end of the service you can pull it all apart and have a really good rummage through, and make sure you take something home with you though. Don't go home without a gift. Let's sing Happy Birthday to the guys.
Happy birthday to
the reason I got you to stay is I'm going to call on Kuda and she's going to get everybody out by the end of the... I know that the tech guys are going to blank everybody out, so don't worry about...
Not yet, they're not. Morning, everyone. I think I'm proof positive that they'll let anyone be a deacon, because So, don't ever feel you're too tall, quiet, too loud. God will use anyone. So if you feel led to, you know, be a deacon, honestly, talk to one of us. I know people always say, talk to one of the deacons and people don't know who they are. I'm one of them. I also have the privilege of being in charge of the Sunday school. So if Sunday school had a head teacher, this is it. I guess I've held the position for about 3 years now, which is not ideal, because we are praying for a youth leader who does this on a full-time basis. And it does need to be done on a full-time basis. Because as we call the children out, you will see how many children we have in this church. And I almost query the fact that we outnumber the adults. The young people like myself outnumber all of you. But I do it willingly and with the grace of God, and it is with great joy that I have the privilege of having a graduation Sunday today. But it's an impossible role to fill, because we try to look for a youth leader that focuses on just the youth, and we try to look for a youth leader that does all the children and all the ages. And it is an impossible task, but I do it, and I do it by the grace of God. And I'm not saying that to big myself up, but that is what we're praying for. For you that are praying for us to have a youth leader, it's a paid position, and it's for somebody to come and to look after all the children from creche all the way through to the older ones. But we can't seem to find somebody like that. People seem to have an age that they like. But that's okay. God can still use that person to be a blessing to this church. So please do pray for it, for that to happen. So I've been given 5 minutes to give a talk that takes 15 minutes, but I think I really need 1 hour. So in the words of Jim Lowell and Jack Swigert, who are both astronauts, Houston, we have a problem.
Stick to the notes.
I don't often get to come up here, so I do have a lot of things to plug. We need prayers, and we need parents and grandparents to step up from there, come out to help us upstairs with the younger kids and downstairs with the teenagers. My 3 kids are well known in church, and I would like to say that about your children. But it doesn't happen by magic. It doesn't happen by just letting them go out to school and into the world and do whatever they like. It's a great testimony to have children like Alicia and Louisa, and also Joel at the back there playing drums. This is from praying parents who give their children the opportunity. And this church is amazing for giving children an opportunity. There's a newsletter that the young people want to write. So if your child is creative in that way, if your child is musical, if your child is interested in computers, there's a whole lot of computers back there that they could play and fiddle about with for the Lord. And that's where it starts. Start encouraging them to do all these things. And young people, when you're being encouraged, please don't resist. Okay? Come and be active in church. There's lots to be done, and we need lots of volunteers. We also need a lot of adults to achieve the great things that we're going to do. There's one age group that we have graduating up, and I'm telling you, we need to build a new church for them, because downstairs will not take that class. It is so big. But we thank God for that. So there are opportunities on Friday evenings at 5:30. There's Friday. like. You choose to be with your own children, or you can choose to not be with your own children. You know, we're also DBS kids, so, you know, we just don't rely on you saying, yes, I'm all right, you can trust me. We want parents that have integrity. We need people that are ready to be aunties and uncles to these kids, to show them the right and moral way to live in this difficult life. We need people who are faithful in attending church and show Christ to our children today. And while I'm at it, I need your children to come camping with me, okay? This is for August next year, so I'm really praying ahead. But I need you to trust this church to look after your children when you are not there, because we love them. We're willing to pay somebody to come and do the work for them, you know. So this church really invests in children, but I need you to really let us share your children with this church and to build them up in the way of the Lord. The children that have gone out camping have really, really loved it. So I need a registration and consent form from every parent for every child. If you have four, you might be here a little while, but, you know, God bless you, so fill out a form for each child. I also have a progressive meal, which is the first time we're doing this. We've got three families that are willing to cook food for your kids on this Friday from 6 p.m. I need a form filled out, and I need you to give me your children for 3 hours so that they can have fun in the presence of other Christians. Who wouldn't do that? We're stopping them from going up and down the highways and the byways and hanging out with those kids with pants hanging down their bottom. Come on! Let's do this. Let's bring up the children in the way of the Lord. And I love your children. I've adopted them, and they are just as good as mine. But we're not here to talk about all of that. We're here to talk about what the Lord thinks about your children. And God has given me a word. And I'm really sorry, because this always takes longer than I think. But I have to go with what I believe the Lord wants you to hear. So it's not my fault. Talk to him about it. So in Deuteronomy, the Lord says about your children that they are blessed. He says they are blessed. Amen. They are blessed in the city, they are blessed in the field, they are blessed in the country where they go to, they are blessed in the crops, and they're blessed in their schools, they're blessed on the streets, they're blessed in the library, they're blessed with their friends, they're blessed in every area where you are not there. They are blessed and sheltered and kept by the Lord in the parks and in their classrooms, they're blessed with the favor of their teachers, they're blessed in every area, they're blessed in the church, they're blessed with their gifts. They are blessed and established in the way of the Lord, and He wants to keep them there. And the only way we are going to do them is to celebrate our kids and enjoy them as they grow up. And so this afternoon, after church, straight after church, up until 12:30, I'm asking parents to stay behind and have a parent consultation with the Sunday school teachers. And we are going to tell you how and why we do church, and you can tell us individual things about your children, if there are any concerns, any prayer points, or things like that. This is the first time we're doing that, so I really need your encouragement to know that I am hearing from the Lord, and this is a good thing. So parents, I need you to stay behind. Anyone who wants to volunteer for Sunday school, I need to hear from you. So, we are graduating some kids, and this is how we're going to do it. Because I don't want to miss anyone out, and also because some of the kids are new, and some of them just come visiting for a little bit, I don't always know who they are. So, in order not to leave anyone out, I'm going to tell you that there are definitely two kids that are graduating up from creche. There's a young boy called Nathan, he's 5, and he will be staying in creche, but he is graduating. I'm going to ask his grandmother to come and receive a Bible on his behalf. This is for Nathan. Nathan cannot come downstairs at any time. He has autism, and he really struggles with that. Please keep him in your prayers. We also have a young girl called Grace who's graduating, but her family are not here. And they're quite a unique family in that they have 3 graduates today. But now I'd like to call off any kids that are going from, that are moving into year 3. Any children that are moving up into year 3 in their school year, who are in year 3 now, can you come down? Just any coming. Graduates in that school? Hey. Yep, we're not going to call their names. So come on, we'll say that. Yep. Any more from the top? No? You better get ready, because everybody's going to come down here by the time I'm done with you. Then in Ignite 2, we've got all the kids that are into the way. Can you come down, please? Oliver. I'll call you by name. I've got the list here. But come on down.
Bless him. Oh, good boy. He's gone the other way around.
Nobody else left up there. Thank you very much. These are our high school kids.
He's gone.
These kids are... forward at the back. Come on. Okay, so these kids have just gone into high school. Special prayers needed because it's a really challenging crime. Anyone going up to year 11? I couldn't find anyone on my list of kids, but yeah, that's fine. And everyone else come down. I want all the children to come down, please, because from here we're going to go into our groups. Come on down and stop waiting.
Come on down. Not waiting much.
Come on down. All of you, I can see you up there. Who else is up there? Olivia.
Yay, come on guys, join in, because you were there. Come on down if you're willing, come on down.
Everyone, come on down. We're going to ask Reverend Gordon to come and pray for all the children. So you really want your children to get this blessing?
Yeah.
Is Donna coming down? Who's the little girl? Is she not coming down? Can we have all the children come downstairs?
Yeah, go on.
Shout arms out. I need all the children. I need you to see how many children I have to deal with and how many names I'm supposed to remember. Right, all of you at the back, come and take up this space here.
Yeah. Let them come on down.
All of you. Take up the space. It's not my fault, you're tall.
Yeah, come on.
I don't want anyone on the stairs or on the floor. Everyone on the stage, shift over here towards me. You're making this take a long time. Thank you. Right. Okay. And now I'd like all the youth leaders to please stand up. Anyone who works in this school, please stand up. And at the moment, it is so difficult because there are not enough of us. And they are working so hard. I have got Bibles for every age group, and all the kids that are graduating will receive a Bible appropriate for their age. But these guys are the ones who deserve the medal, and they're the ones who deserve God's blessings for all the work they do. Reverend, would you come and bless us?
Let us bow our heads. Lord Jesus, you said to us that we should suffer little children to come unto you and to forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. We are delighted today to have amongst us our children who, through a process of Sunday school teaching, have now been able to graduate into higher levels of learning. We thank you for them. And we pray, Lord, that your hand be upon their lives and steer them on the pathway of thy will, and that your choicest blessings be upon them all. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. That's it. We're going to skip a song. and recoup a little bit of time that way. No, the children are so worth it, and it's a massive privilege to have them here with us and as a part of the huge body of this church. And we're so grateful for them and so grateful for all those people who stood up and lead the groups week on week. So we'll skip a song, but some of the words from it just say, "And I will fall at your feet, I will fall at your feet, and I will worship you here." And we'll let that be enough to lead us into a time of prayer. So do pray with me. Father God, we do thank you for all that you give to us. And Lord, we know that you have given us that massive group of children. And it is our honour and our prerogative to lead them in the way of Christ, to be good examples. And Lord, we pray that you would forgive us when we are not always a good example. Lord, forgive us our sins this morning, we pray. We ask for your whiteness of white to come over our lives and make us worthy of being in your holy presence. And Father God, we do pray for the many things that are happening in the world around us. Lord, at the moment, it seems to be beset by what would be called natural disasters. Lord, we pray for those who are enduring fire and flood and now earthquake. And Father, we recognize that they may be signs that you are calling us to repent. And Lord, we want to spread your word and let people come to faith in you in these times. Lord, we pray for the Alpha taking place on Thursday. Lord, I pray that just as the doors are open now, people would see that the door is open to them. Father, if anyone is wondering about their faith here this morning, Lord, if they want to learn the basics, Lord, if they want to learn the basics over again, Father, we pray that you would draw them in and that they would have fellowship and discussion and encouragement in the weeks as they go by each Thursday evening. And Father, we do want to pray for those who are only able to join us online. Lord, we pray for those of our members who are too frail or too unwell to come and join us in this service. And Lord, to the list in the notes, we would add Sarah. Lord, we pray that you will be with her. Lord, that you will bless her as she waits for an operation on her ankle. And Lord, that you would bring the pain relief that she needs. And Father, for all of those who are struggling with signs of old age or signs of immobility, Lord, we pray that you would be their strength. We've sung that strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, and we do indeed wait upon you now. Lord, please bring into our minds those people who could come to Alpha and that we would invite over the next few days. Lord, bring to our minds people we could invite to come to church. Lord, for the people who came to Holiday Club, the parents and grandparents who are not already members of this church, Lord, we pray that they would come back in for other reasons. Lord, we pray that you would build your church, build your kingdom here, that we would be a blessing and honour your name. Amen. We're going to stand, stretch our legs, and sing one more song before the Reverend David comes to speak to us. And really, it's about everything that we've been speaking about this morning. When all is stripped away and I simply come, I want to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. When the music fades. Amen. We do pray that the Lord would indeed speak through the Reverend Gordon, and Father, that you would build up his words to us this morning. Lord God, bless us as we read your word again, and Lord, as we come to understand the deeper truths within it. Lord, we know we don't get it right when we have disagreements. So, Father, we pray that you would bless us and encourage us through your word this morning. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I must first give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ for his saving grace and for his tender mercies towards all of us. And let me also greet all the deacons of Sittingbourne Baptist Church, all the leaders, and everyone in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. It is indeed a privilege to be amongst you again. I feel that I'm not a stranger. I'm partly responsible for foisting Nathan upon you. along with Anna, who are now preparing themselves as new husband and wives. And I'm sure they're looking forward to be amongst you one more time again. Amen. As newlyweds. So it's indeed a privilege to be here amongst you. And I'd like to share a thought. I won't be long. And in saying, what time do we close? Why don't you agree with me? Why don't you agree with me? In the early church, or prior to, in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, whilst he was on earth, there were three categories of people that played different roles. There was first the Jews that worshipped God and did everything that they could to please God, but at times failed and at times came short of what was expected of them. Then there was the Samaritans, who were people who were half Jew and half Gentiles. And the Samaritans were people that were rejected by the Jews. The Jews did not accept them because they felt they were not full Jews and they did not adhere to the beliefs. And so they were rejected. Then you had the Gentiles. The Gentiles were a group of people that did not know God, but they worshipped anything that came to mind. And it was put under the umbrella as being idols. And they were comfortable within themselves to do whatever they please. And of course, they were separated, the Gentiles, from the pathway that the Jews had taken. But during the process of time, when our Lord Jesus Christ came on the earth, he came with a full mission that everyone should be saved. His mission was not to focus primarily on the Jews or the Samaritans, but he wanted also to focus on the Gentile race, which, may I humbly say, involved all of us, myself included. And so, in his ministry, he looked at his 12 disciples and he said to them, I need you to go into all the world and to preach this gospel to all nations, not just some, but to all nations. And when the early church emerged, the gospel was preached to them. And as a consequence, we saw the Gentile race coming into the family of God. They were saved. Salvation was for them. You and I could now come to God and call upon his name and be saved. So God's plan of salvation was not just primarily for Jews. It was for everyone. And so God invited all of us into his banqueting house to be saved. Now, the early church, when they recognized that the ordinary man, may I just say, has now come into the fold, there were some disagreements amongst them. If we could turn to Acts chapter 15 and verse 1. Acts chapter 15 and verse 1. It states, "And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." These men were not sent by apostles. They came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and their message was very simple, that you must adhere to the Mosaic law, you must be circumcised, and you must fall in line with the teachings of Moses for us to accept you as being saved. This, of course, caused a lot of contention amongst the leaders of the early church. Paul and Barnabas was of the few that disagreed strongly with the views of the men that came down from Judea and were advised to go up to Jerusalem to meet with the apostles and the elders about this question. When they got to Jerusalem, they were well received of the church and of the apostles and the elders, and they declared all things that God had done with the Gentiles who had come into the family of God. So whilst they were bickering about who was right or who was wrong, God was busy blessing everyone. Isn't that wonderful? God was not being picky with whom he chose to bless. God loved everyone, and the Gentile race was warmly invited into the church family. So these men were sent to Jerusalem to sort out this problem that came from there. And despite the warm welcome, a section of the audience, namely the Pharisees — now the Pharisees were a group of people that adhered strictly to the Mosaic law, they kept the Sabbath, they believed that the exterior of a man should be seen in the highest of light. But Jesus described them as being dead sepulchres, because they adorned the outward part of them, but their inner part needed a lot of work. And so the Pharisees confirmed the view that it was important to be circumcised. The new Gentile race that came in the new believers that came into the church, they need to fall in line. They need to follow the examples that we have set. Now, after this dispute, for a little while, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brethren, you know that a good while ago, God made me a choice amongst you, that the Gentile race would hear the gospel being preached to them, and that they would believe. Peter was the first apostle to stand up and preach under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And he proclaimed the word of God to the nation of every race. This, of course, at the time caused a bit of confusion amongst the different races, because they thought, well, aren't these men Galileans? How come we hear them speaking in our own languages and agreeing about the wonderful things of God? That's how God works. So Peter reminded these men that came up with contentious views that the Lord has set aside his salvation for everyone and not a few, just a few. And God, who knows the hearts of people, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit in the same manner as he has given us. No exceptions. Paul, also, who was amongst them, stood and listened to James, who also proclaimed that amongst the Gentiles, God did great works. They were healed of their sicknesses. Blind eyes were opened. The lame walked, and the dead were raised. So whilst these brethren were being questionable about how these new people have come into the church and they're not adhering to the Mosaic law, that did not stop the church from going forward. And so the underlying message behind this is that God loves all of us. And that his love is broad and wide. And his invite is for all. But we believe through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that everyone shall be saved, just like how the Gentile race believed and was saved also. Of course, everyone was speechless and began to pay attention to what Barnabas and Paul was declaring declaring how God had done great miracles among the Gentiles through them. And James stood up and said, "Everyone, please listen to me. Simon has declared how God at first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name." And I think that's wonderful. Because we who weren't a people, we're now become a people in God's eyes, and we've adopted his name. But we must not just stop at adopting the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must also adopt his character in every manner of things that we do. When we come under pressure, we must adopt his character. Like if you take a sponge and you dip it in a basin of water, and you leave it there for a little while, take the sponge out. When you squeeze the sponge, what comes out? Water. because the sponge has absorbed the water. Therefore, when you squeeze the sponge, it releases the water. When we absorb the Spirit of Christ in us, when we are squeezed, we release the character of Christ. So it doesn't matter how hard we are squeezed, we release the character of Christ. And that's what makes us different. That's what identifies us as being Christ-like. Because our mannerism has been changed. We no longer behave like we did before we knew Christ. There must be a change about you that you can be identified not just by a label that says I'm a Christian, but by your character, by your mannerism, that you are indeed a different person because of Christ. So, Paul and Barnabas got excited about how God is doing a great work amongst the church, and that they should go and visit the areas of the country that they had started a church work to see how it's going. Paul was excited about this. But when he looked at Barnabas, he was kind of dragging his feet a bit. And Paul said to him, well, what's the matter? He said, well, Paul, I would like to take with me John Mark. And Paul stopped for a minute and thought to himself and said, John Mark? He says, yes. Are you referring to the same John Mark that bailed out on us when we were starting a work in a region of the country? That turned around and said he can't be bothered. He's got other things to do. And Barnabas said yes. Paul said, well, I can't go through with that, I'm afraid. I can't go through with that. I need committed people to be with me on this mission. And of course, this caused a great division amongst them, because none of them was prepared to back down. And so Barnabas said, well, I'm going with John Mark. And Paul said, well, I'm going with Silas. There are times when we have to work together to do things together to see how the movement of God is effectual in our lives. If I may, just for a few seconds. This chair, I'm not too sure of the weight of it, but when I lift it on my own, I'm careful to bend my knees, I have to exert a level of energy. If I want it to go any higher, then I have to exert more energy. But if I had someone helping me, then I would not have to work that hard to lift the chair. If the two of us were in unison with one another, and we identified that the chair must be lifted at a certain height, and I grabbed one side, and the other person grabbed the other side, then the effort wouldn't be so great. What am I saying is that we need each other. If we are going to effectually reach Sittingbourne and tell others of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we need to work together. Every man needs to pull his weight. Every man needs to go out on the streets, on the byways and the highways, and invite and tell others of Jesus, like the Gentiles did in the early church. How they proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and how many miracles and signs and wonders happened. How many believe in miracles today? Good. A while back, when I was a lot younger, I was in a church, and there was a young lady who sat on the balcony on the first row of seats, and her name was Sandra, or her name is Sandra. Sandra had a brain tumor, and it was very severe. It was pressing on the brain, and the doctors were nervous about operating because they realized that the tumor was so near to the brain and it was pressing that something could go wrong. The Sunday she came to church and sat on the balcony on the front row, she was in tears. The prayer request came up for Sandra that the church should pray for her. The church prayed. And when Sandra next visited her consultant or a doctor, they ran a few tests by her to check on how the situation is at present. But then, when they looked at the result, firstly, they queried whether they had the right result and requested that the test be done again. When they got the second test results and they examined it, they realized that that tumor that was there had shrunken and shrunken and shrunken till it no longer existed. That's how Jesus works in our time. That is not a made-up story. That is real. The tumor that threatened her life disappeared through prayer, through a united congregation that believed on the Lord Jesus and saw a great miracle happen amongst them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Lord wants to continue to do great works amongst us. But we have to prepare ourselves to be used of the Lord. We shouldn't lose time disagreeing amongst ourselves on petty things. But we should focus on the Lord. Let him be our top priority in all that we do. Give the Lord thanks for giving you a new day. Give the Lord thanks for sustaining you through the day. Give the Lord thanks for waking you up. Give the Lord thanks that you have the ability to breathe freely. When we appreciate what God is doing in our lives on a daily basis, then he can move us on to the next level of greatness, where we become appreciative of the smaller things and are faithful with the smaller things. Then we will see how God gives us bigger things to deal with. And one of the biggest things that you can deal with is if every one of us prepare ourselves for the overwhelming influx of newcomers coming into your church, being part of you, and looking on you as being shining examples of people who know Christ, have been with Christ, and have experienced Christ. Christ wants us to be followers of him and not of men. And when we do so, his blessings will be upon your life. The Lord bless you, everyone. I hope I've not been too long. Thank you.
Well, we say thank you to David for speaking to us this morning. And I realised that I hadn't given him a service sheet, but he was leading in to the last hymn. Let's stand together and sing, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father." Let's pray as we close our service. Oh, Lord God, we do thank you for your wonderful faithfulness. And Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness with the children's work and Lord, the bounty that we've seen this morning. And Lord, we pray for them now as they're in there finishing off their groups. Lord, we thank you for our children and young people, for the tiniest to the tallest. We do thank you for them. And Lord, now we ask that your grace and your mercy and your blessing will shine upon us as we go from this place in your name. And Lord, that throughout the week we would be seeking to serve you. Lord, seeking to be that sponge squeezed out and that you would come out of us. And Lord, we ask that you would give us the strength and the power to do that in your name. Amen. Amen. Please do stay for tea and coffees and through in the lounge there. And take your notes with you, and then you'll have a reminder of things during the week. And we pray that you've been blessed this morning.